All right, welcome to our pre-show, and it's Phil here. I don't know what the fuck Cooper Anderson or Anderson Cooper, whatever the hell, what his problem is, man. This goddamn broad that runs the fucking Trump campaign, man, has been on for a half an hour. She's the most irritating fucking bitch I've ever heard in my life. There, I said it. God damn. And Anderson Cooper, he ain't getting it done, man. He is no fucking good as an interviewer. Just lets people just walk all over top of him. I don't know whether that's something that, you know, came, you know, sort of psychologically got beat into him growing up the son of Gloria Vanderbilt, but that probably wasn't fair of me to say, sorry. And Kellyanne Conway, you know, the Trump, no matter how much you stare at the camera, Ms. Conway, you look like an idiot. When someone else is talking, but you're staring at the camera and smiling like a moron, you look developmentally disabled. I'm sorry, you do, you know. You should, whoever's talking, you should look at them and smile. Don't just stare at the camera smiling like one of the slow kids, you know, when they're taking pictures of other things and he's just like, fucking a man, CIA man. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Ventura County Comedy Club. And fucking, have I plugged it at all? Jesus H. Christ. Ventura County Comedy Club tonight. Tonight, not tomorrow night, tonight. So please do join us. Also, had a very nice conversation with a new sponsor tonight. I don't want to tell you who, but got a great new sponsor coming on board. And also, oh shit, I don't know whether Thursday, whether we have, I got to take Poncho into the vet tomorrow. He's diabetic, or at least his glucose is way too fucking high. Poncho boy, you know, his mama is really freaking out. Lauren's freaking out on it. Don't blame her. You know, it's her, he's her baby. But he's going to be okay, man. He's sleeping right now. Yeah, he's got too much glucose. Probably feeding him that shit is no good, man. I feed him those temptation treats. I bet you money that goddamn crap is loaded with sugar. Glucose. And that little fat, the little female, she eats that shit too. Oh, man. What is this? Birth of a Nation, the movie's about Nat Turner? That's awesome. Fucking a man. CIA man. Oh, God. Been a tough couple of weeks. It's taken its toll on all of us. Everybody that's helped out. Joe, my man Don. Nasi has, you know, been there in the sort of the stopgap. Lauren has jumped in. You know, and we have stabilized. And I know there's a lot of you guys that probably still need a response from us. I do believe that we've responded to everybody who is a new sign up, who has downloads coming, who has gift cards coming. I believe we've dealt with all you guys. I know that we got all of the voice messages out. I was happy about that. I know that you wouldn't believe on the personal business side, the shit we still got to do. But in terms of you guys, we have, I believe, stabilized the download problem. I know there's people that are having individual problems downloading the show, and I would submit that it's probably something individual or unique to your machine or the process, because we do have the problem between iTunes and our BSP subscribers solved. If you're still having that problem, you know, just, and this sounds like something really silly, but make sure you've rebooted, make sure you've closed all the browsers, you know, you'd be surprised. I mean, it sounds obvious, but you'd be surprised sometimes. log out, log back in. If you have not logged out, and you stay logged in all the time, you don't want to do that. Log out, log back in. We have automatic password save that works very well. And then, you know, reestablish your subscription with iTunes, which you can find under the tab Extras. Extras. Read all about it. Extras, extras. Read all about it. I will show you if you are not familiar. In fact, this tab, which I had a big argument with when we first were designing the website, I said, look, we got to make this shit obvious. You know, I had arguments about all kinds of shit with people, man. And, you know, when you know what you want, you just got to fucking do it. Here we go. If you go over to our website, you'll see a tab right here that says Extras. Maybe I should make it a little bit bigger. Right there, see, Extras. That is, used to be called Bobby and Moore. And really what we want it to say, what I would prefer it to say, would be something like BSPs, you know, BSP stuff, something like that. It's all BSP stuff, but this is, for instance, these are automatic downloads. The Backstage Pass podcast, you can subscribe to that. The Classic Show podcast is not being done anymore. Just the Classic Show Hour, which is included, or should be included, in the daily podcast download. And if it isn't, then we got to correct that. Here are different content places. Bobby Dooley Podcast, Milwaukee Lions, the KFI Weekend Shows, Classic Character Clips, Snapchat videos, home videos, home movies, Phil's rants, radio interviews, the Phil cast, animated, early TV appearances, old webcasts. Am I completely happy with this? I've never been completely happy with this, but I'm always getting pushback and arguments. Not arguments and pushback so much as I always had, you know, people say, well, here's why it's better. Well, no, it isn't better. Just do what the fuck it is I want, and bang, we are ready to go. Archives and so on. But here are the extras, and this here, and if you click on that Backstage Pass podcast, you will get instructions on how to subscribe using iTunes right here. Automatically download the full uncensored ad-free show every day to your computer, iOS device, or Android device. This feed also includes the exclusive Saturday shows, the daily ding-da-ding-da-ding. If that link doesn't work, click here to first install iTunes. Sometimes you may not have installed iTunes. To subscribe directly on your iPhone, iPod, or iPad, click this link and then follow the steps on the next page. If any other device podcasting apps enter the following URL directly into your podcasting app, boom, boom, boom. Looking for the Classic Show podcast? Click here. I don't know why that would be there, given the fact that all you got to do is just, you know, back page and shit, there it is. There's a lot of redundancy here. And, you know, when you, there's two ways of developing a website. There's from the viewpoint of the techno geeks, and from the viewpoint of the real people, the guys that deal with customers, people that deal with the public, me. I know what the public wants to see and how they want to see it. But when you have to rely upon technical people who have their own fucking ideas, and it takes you forever to get them to do what it is you want, you wind up with a website that isn't exactly the way you want it. So however frustrated a lot of you guys may get from time to time, you have no fucking idea how fucking crazy I get. All right? And you may think it's just a matter of firing somebody and hiring somebody else. This is, in this new age of the entrepreneur and the internet, the way easier said than done, my man. 90%, 99% of the people listening to me right now wouldn't have the foggiest fucking idea of how to go about doing that, of how to go about replacing people who administer and support your website. You think you know. You think you do it the way you do any other business. No, you don't. I got fucking news for you. No, you don't. So Donald Trump wants to soften his immigration plan because if he doesn't, he'll lose to Hillary Clinton. So all of his bullshit about deporting immigrants, all of his bullshit about building a fucking wall, although he says he's still going to build the wall, he's going to soften it up. And he even said he's going to do what Barack Obama's been doing. So suddenly Barack Obama, whose presidency was a disaster, he's been doing something right. He's been deporting immigrants. And so has President Bush, and so has Bill Clinton, illegal immigrants. And he wants to continue doing that, which is what he said today, doing what they did. That's what he said today. He thinks that's going to get him elected president. He thinks that more of his lies are preferable to her fucking lies, which don't even exist. Because you call her a liar, doesn't mean she is. But we already know that what Trump represents is the lowest form of political life that this country has ever shat out of its ass. The shock, though, is that it may become a president, and that's probably more than we can fucking bear, to paraphrase Rudy Giuliani, who is actually a Trump supporter. How much time have we got here, man? Not kidding, man. I mean, I was like, fucking a man. I wonder how come Corey Ledowski, whatever that guy's name is, well, he didn't go to work for Fox. How did he wind up on CNN? explosion. Where am I, man? Oh, fuck, it's hot.
An Eisenhower-like operation called Operation Wetback. So
Operation Wetback was like so fucking inhumane.
Voters, that is going to fall flat. So, Basil, what about the modern Republicans, the independents? We just heard in Dana's report that he has flip-flopped in his lifetime on Hillary Clinton, abortion, universal health care.
What are we talking about
here,
man?
Could this only help him with those independents and moderate Republicans, pulling them in, widening his base, which he needs to do to win this election?
I don't think so, because I think people pretty much know where he stands, because he's made it very clear. And look, what Corey said earlier, this is what's key about your comments. When you talk about people coming across the border and killing our citizens, that sort of characterization right there is where I think folks find these comments galling, because, look, we talk about the 11 plus million who are undocumented, but let's talk about 81 million. That's the number of immigrants that live in this country and their U.S. born children. So 78 days away from this election, you don't have a policy on in dealing with those 81 million people who mm-hmm. are here. Your policy is quote unquote to be determined. That to me, I think, is what's problematic.
But
you're the leader of a national party.
You have to defund sanctuary cities.
But
the policy is clear.
I want to have Kaylee weigh in. Your reaction to that, is it too late?
Well, I agree with Corey that the policy is clear. It's not too late. Donald Trump is pro-immigrant. He wants immigrants to be here, but he doesn't want the wrong immigrants loose in society. And I think it's irresponsible to not look at the fact that President Obama released 19,700 illegal immigrants with criminal records, 200 of which were convicted of murder, 800 of which were convicted of sexual offenses. Kate Steinle, a beautiful young girl, lost her life at the hand of an immigrant who was released in a sanctuary city. Not a single American should lose their life because of an illegal immigrant who's released and given a haven in a sanctuary city. It's wrong, and it's irresponsible.
Well, killing is wrong, yes. But my concern is when you say the wrong type of people, what does that mean and who gets to decide that? That's my concern.
And I want to let Corey weigh in, because
defunding sanctuary cities is a major component of the Trump administration, and he's talked about that. And what the difference is this particular case had been arrested on multiple occasions, had been deported on multiple occasions, and because we don't have any system in place that prevents people coming in across the Mexican border.
Oh, I can't listen to this shit.
People are deported. We see it all the time.
Fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck the hell off, fuck the shit, fuck off. Cunt. Dumb fucking cunt. Fucking a man. CIA man. Nicaragua. Fucking a man. Wait. See what we got here, man. North Korea fires submarine launch missile. Trump ad twist Clinton immigration plan. Pence demands independent prosecutor investigate Clinton. U.S. lawmakers demand investigation. $100 price hike of life-saving, test touts speed and driving range with new upgraded battery. Obama tours Louisiana amid criticism. Rubio and Trump first to comment, now better than Clinton. Rubio is a real lowlife. I used to think that guy was maybe okay. He's a piece of shit. He's a fucking gutless wonder. Championship transfer rumors. Newcastle closing a 3 scrimmage field. Middlesbrough goalkeeper victory elected to miss. Fulham? Is Fulham back? Fulham is back in the league. They're long way to highlights. Recovers long gone. Long game. U.S. eyes aiding Turkish-backed rebels against Islamic State in Syria. Northern Nigeria carries his jobs. Ending grafts, key stop extremism. What will U.S. Vice President find in Turkey? 1.2 million Iraqis could be uprooted in Mosul battle. Philippine police say 300 dirty cops will be brought in. Bomb kills an American soldier near besieged Afghan city. More than 300 killed hundreds of thousands of acres of monsoons. Fuck. Jesus Christ. There's a kid that was killed by the North Carolina cops. These cops get a pass. Everybody is about this Blue Lives Matter, and Blue Lives do matter. But bad cops, criminal cops, fuck them. And if you don't think they exist, fucking high. How to check your guns. TSA says check your bags before boarding. Petitioners say judge should lose job as sex assault probation. Mystery customer. Here's an interesting story. This woman doesn't give homework. Focus on kids' happiness instead. Good for you. This is a teacher. At least if somebody's, you know, thinking about teaching, and I don't doubt there's a lot of teachers that do that, but it's good to see them highlighted too, you know. Graduate students can unionize at private colleges. U.S. trade judge clears Fitbit of stealing Jawbone's trade secrets. Look at this. Bank of America's cutting Charlotte tech jobs. It's interesting that B of A is cutting jobs in Charlotte. It's got nothing to do, though, with the transgender bill. Top paid actresses. Jesus. Oh, man. Buck and a man. Look at this. Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy, and Jennifer Aniston. No, well, I don't see that. I see Julia Roberts, Melissa McCarthy, and Jennifer Lawrence. I guess. Who's this? Oh, this is the Ghostbusters. This is an article, second grade teacher. Okay, Clara Bingham. Hilarious interview with Ryan Lochte. Rangers waive Josh Hamilton. Flacco set to play for first time since knee injury. Bronco linebacker DeMarcus Ware returns practice. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, this is heavy. World War II shipwreck. California aircraft carrier in amazing shape. CIA man. Nicaragua. Who can get the mobsters in Chicago? Fucking a man. CIA man. Well, Mike Pence. Hey, Kaylee McEnany, you better put some skirts on, baby, that are long enough, because we can see your panties now. And with you, that ain't necessarily a good thing, see? Not that I've got it, you know, you're a fine lady, but you're a little skinny. You look like, you know, sort of Biafran. In other words, it looks like, you know, you're underage. All right. All right. And I don't know about you, but I'm no. No, 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 no. No, thank you. No fucking thank you. All right. What I'm doing here, man? Inside Donald Trump's new strategy to counter the view of him, many have, that he's a racist. Ow. My back hurts. CIA man. Fucking a man. Wait, man, I'm looking for a very specific... Here we go. Well...
Yeah, no, I think it's really interesting how... I think that Donald Trump, God, that woman is just bothersome. What the fuck? Look out,
who are we doing here, man?
This is all Donald Trump. Jesus.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Fucking amen. Campaign defends paying steep rent increase at Trump Tower. Oh, Mark Hinshaw. Yeah. Mark Hinshaw is here, and Mark Hinshaw.
Clara Bam, like this.
Well, let me see, man. I don't know if I want to do that or not. 2 minutes.
Dr. Jim Sadler here.
Jim Sadler, Steve Ozell, Jay Sanos. Well, let's see.
Whoops.
We ready? To do commercials here. Pre-roll for DraftKings, for Film Arcade. Not yet for Blue Apron, but for Film Arcade. Film Arcade. Mike Birbiglia, Chris Gethard, Tammy Sager, Keegan-Michael Key, We got Keegan, Michael Key, Gillian Jacobs, and Mike Verbiglia, Chris Gethard, Kate Micucci. I'll probably fuck her name up too. Gillian. New York Times pick, Philip Michaels of the Chicago Tribune calls it. Mike's a funny guy. He's a great writer, and that's going to be fun. Fuck. Ready? You're not? Okay, hold on. All right, man, here we go. The fuck is this? That ain't fucking metal. That's goddamn, sounds like a country song. Yeah. You know, preseason football is kind of dull, but I'm watching it just to see who. I like to see who may be starting at quarterback, for instance. There's a few teams that, you know, might be on the cusp a little bit. Denver is one of them. Who knows? Miami might be another one. You know, there's a few ball clubs that haven't really settled on who they're going to be playing. Let's try it again.